Fauci warns of breakthrough infections, no vaccine is 100% efficacious or effective. By Hannah Blow on April 12, 2021. Dr. Anthony Fauci relayed the reality of breakthrough coronavirus infections. Infections occurring in individuals who were vaccinated for the Chinese virus. On Monday, explaining it is seen with other vaccines as well. As none are 100% efficacious or effective. We see this with all vaccines, in clinical trials. In the real world, Fauci said, explaining that no vaccine is 100% efficacious or effective. That means that you will always see breakthrough infections, regardless of the efficacy of your vaccine. The National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases director continued, detailing the efficacy of seasonal flu vaccines, which tend to be considered successes if they are anywhere from 40 to 60% effective during what the Hill described as a good year. If you get vaccinated, no doubt, you're less likely to get the flu, Fauci continued. But even if you do get the flu and get sick, vaccination can reduce the severity and duration of illness, and could help get you out of trouble. According to recent reports, 246 fully vaccinated Michiganders contracted the virus and 3 died from January to March. These are individuals who have had a positive test 14 or more days after the last dose in the vaccine series. Lynn Sutphin, a spokesperson for the state health department, said. Fauci's remarks come as states continue the rollout of their vaccines, working to reach President Biden's goal of opening eligibility to everyone by May 1. Over 187 million doses have been administered in the U.S. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's CDC April 11 data. The CDC estimates that 21.9% of the U.S. population has been fully vaccinated at this point. Debate over vaccine passports has also dominated conversations in several states, prompting some leaders, such as Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, R., to speak out. The Sunshine State governor took decisive action, signing an executive order prohibiting the use of vaccine passports in Florida. Blue states, however, appear to be embracing the concept. New York, for example, has rolled out a vaccine passport program, the Excelsior Pass, which Governor Andrew Cuomo, D., said will play a critical role in getting information to venues and sites in a secure and streamlined way, allowing us to fast-track the reopening of these businesses and getting us one step closer to reaching a new normal.